Hello and welcome to Value Driven Life. I am your host, Coach Chris McMahon, and today we are going to chat a little bit about life not going according to plan. But before we kick off this episode, I just want to let you know that I really appreciate you checking it out. And before we get into things, I'm going to do things a little differently and just ask you to leave a 5-star review if you've been enjoying these episodes or if you just like the sound of my voice right now and it's your first episode. But either way, I really do appreciate you being here and allowing me to be a part of your commute, a part of your walk, a part of your background noise while you make dinner. Either way, thank you very much. So, my son has been dealing with horrible allergies. I had really bad allergies as a kid, springtime allergies, and I managed to grow out of them. Apparently, that's not a normal thing. Apparently, you'll have it for the rest of your life when you're allergic to pollen and ragweed and etc. But my wife and my sister-in-law and that whole side of the family is allergic to air. Like, they're so allergic to everything during spring. And, well, spring has sprung, and my child, my son, his eyes are swollen. He is sneezing and snot everywhere and eye goop. It's intense. And it really is messing with his sleep. And I'm just going to tell you right now, he hasn't been sleeping through the night at all. I am very tired right now as we speak. I'm used to getting about 7 to 7.5 hours of sleep. Look, if you're in the newborn stage, I feel your pain. But for me, I've always I've really begun prioritizing sleep more. And when I do get that sleep, it makes a big difference. But I digress. I have not been sleeping well. And what used to happen is when things like that would happen, I would always skip my training session. I would. Simply because I had the thinking, my sleep score wasn't good enough. My watch told me that I am not recovered enough, X or Y, things like that. So I would skip. But in the course of many years, I've just learned that, well, okay, even if you're not getting enough sleep, you could still go move your body. And maybe it's a good session, maybe it's an off session, but some of the best training sessions have come after I've had a poor night's sleep, a day where my nutrition wasn't spot on, after taking a couple days off because I've been sick or on vacation, shifting the time I've had to train. That happened a couple weeks too, because my son was homesick, and basically I went from early morning training to afternoon training, and for me that was a big shift, just because I'm tired in the afternoon. I know, this is me basically. Sounds like I'm whining and complaining, but I just want to let you know, look, all of that is possible, like, if you show up and listen to your body. So it's not horrible to skip a workout if you're exhausted. Like, in fact, that might be what you actually need to do because you've been pushing it too hard. But in working with parents, I see things like this happen frequently, like frequently skipping because sleep wasn't perfect, right? Which you have to ask yourself is like, well, am I actually, is skipping really making a big difference, or am I still going to be tired regardless of what I'm doing? Sipping water from my big water bottle. Instead of skipping things altogether, what I've come to find works very well for parents is literally making adjustments. What I mean by this is, okay, maybe we just do the warm-up and call it a day. That still counts. Just doing the warm-up and the first superset of exercises counts. Just doing the warm-up and then the cool-down stretches count. Like, any combination of those things counts, and I think it's very easy to lose sight of that. It's easy to say, what is the point? It doesn't matter, but it actually does matter. Like, it really does. And as far as it goes with sleep and training and it not being optimal, and like, at a certain point, you have to look at what the practical thing is, right? Am I going to take 6 months off of training, or can I still do, like, one session or two sessions a week? So what, they're 30 or 20 minutes, that still counts, right? It's about keeping that bare minimum within your life and being willing to hit it. Now, one of the things is when my son was born, I didn't stop training. Even though I wasn't getting great sleep, I didn't stop training. My body didn't go through anything. My wife, my beautiful, amazing wife, her body went through so much to bring our son into this world. I would not look at any new mom and tell them they should be exercising. Like, I wouldn't look at them and be like, you need to make time to exercise. I would say, if it's possible, maybe go for a walk. If it's possible, maybe, you know, do some of the exercises that you know, we've talked about. Maybe do some light resistance band work. But I would never say, you really have to be doing that. It's just, no, everyone is at a different point. And what I'm saying is, like, you have to be honest with yourself and see where you are, because it's possible to do, even if you're tired, even if there isn't a lot of time, right? The other thing people will say is there's just not enough time. I agree, we all don't have the same 24 hours in a day. And yet, we all have like 5 to 10 minutes in our day somewhere. And it is just a matter of rearranging things or looking at that as being enough. And a lot of people don't think it's enough. But 10 minutes, a 10-minute walk is 1,000 steps, right? At 10 minutes and doing like 5 sets of 10 bodyweight squats, that's 50 squats. You know, it is progress, and we still lose sight of that. So here's my challenge for you, to really look and see and be honest with yourself and say, am I skipping this because I'm tired, or am I skipping this because I'm just not feeling motivated to do it? Because I'm going to be honest, you got to get in the car and drive to work even when you don't want to sometimes. Same thing applies to your fitness. Same thing applies to your nutrition. So I hope you found that helpful. This is a concept I talk about a lot with my clients, especially in my coaching community. And if you are looking to lose weight, to get stronger, to have someone take care of your programming for you, to have an accountability system and support to help you finally lose weight and not have to ever think about that weight again, well, just click the link in the show notes and you can apply for one-to-one coaching. I have a few slots opening up this month, and well, you can go check out my social media and see some of the testimonials, see some of the progress that people have made, and I look forward to checking out your application. So without further ado, I hope you have a great day and go do amazing things because you can.